In high school wrestling yesterday at the State Individual Wrestling Championships that got underway at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Atlantic Cam had six wrestlers competing in Class 2A, and they have six wrestlers still competing here after day number one. They had four wrestlers that picked up wins in the first round and then two that fell into the consolation bracket that then won in the consolations to stay alive. Cole Hansen at 113 was a winner 8-7 in his match over Hunter Fance of West Marshall to move to the winner's side. At 120, Carter Cox of Atlantic Cam lost his opening match 1-0 to Shea Ruffridge of Pocahontas area in a tough match there. So he went to the consolations. At 126, Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam was a winner 3-1 over Kyle Anderson over Washington, so he moved into the championship side. Also, for Atlantic Cam at 170, Drake Roller lost 7-5 to Kyle Fisher of Southeast Valley. And also at 195, Zach Stork of Atlantic Cam was a winner 4-3 over Hunter Crawford of Independence. And at 285 pounds, John McConkie of Atlantic Cam was a winner 8-0 over Blake Bradley of Dubuque-Wallert as he moves to that championship side of the bracket as well. So then at 120, Carter Cox in the consolations of Atlantic Cam was a winner 5-1 over Jacob Felderman of Assumption. And then at 170, Drake Roller of Atlantic Cam was a winner 9-8 over Owen Grover of Beckman Catholic to stay in the alive there in the consolation side of the bracket as well. So all those wrestlers will be competing again here today. We'll have updates for you throughout the day here on KJAN as Jim Field bring you those results from the state wrestling championships. And you can follow along on our website as well. Go to KJAN.com and go to our sports page. You can see all of the results from those different sessions there, the 3A, 1A, and 2A from yesterday's action. They are all posted there for you online. Of course, a lot of area wrestlers involved there. In high school basketball last night, it was boys district play, and Class 1A teams were playing a district quarterfinal round games. And here on KJN, we had a couple of games for you from Elkhorn, as Xyra EHK and both them and the Cam Cougars were playing. In the first game of the night, it was Cam taking on Coon Rapids Baird, and Cam fell behind in the second half and couldn't catch up as they fall 46-41. It was a fast-paced but low-scoring affair as the Cougars led 18-14 at half but fell behind by four at the end of the third quarter. Played catch-up the rest of the way. Coon Rapids Baird did just enough late in the game to hold off the Cougars' rally. Cam got a good late look from three for Nick Holste that would have tied the game, but it was off the mark. Coon Rapids Baird then iced the win with two free throws from Brandon Evans with 9 seconds left to give them the five-point winning margin. The Crusaders were led by 11 points each from Brandon Evans and Sam Obert as they improved to 12-10 on the year. The Cougars got 11 points from Thomas Hensley and had their season end at 14-8. In the nightcap, Xyra EHK rallied from an early deficit and took control in the second quarter of a 70-49 win over Charter Oak Ute. The Spartans used some pressure defense in the second quarter to spark a 14-0 run that put them in the lead to stay. The Spartans led 33-25 at half and pushed the lead to 16 by the end of the third. Drew Buchholz was a huge force for the Spartans, dropping in 25 points, grabbing a load of rebounds, and forcing a number of steals. Spartans also got 15 points from Cole Burmeister, 10 from Josh Pettipier, as they improved to 17-5. Charter Oak Ute was led by Spencer Gress with 14 as they end their season at 9-13. Xyra EHK and Coon Rapids Baird will now meet in the district semifinal next Tuesday night in Elkhorn. It will be the second half of a doubleheader once again that will tip off at about 8 o'clock. The first game that night will feature Arweva against Boyer Valley at 6:30. So other scores from last night in district play in Class 1A District 13, it was Grandview Christian over Iowa Christian 92-44. Ankeny Christian topped Mount Air 73-51. Also in District 13, Earlham topped Orient Maxburg 70-26, and East Union upset Nottoway Valley 56-55. In District 14 play, it was Lennox over Bedford 74-66. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 95-58. Southwest Valley over Sydney 46-39, and Stanton beat East Mills 40-38. In District 15, it was Boyer Valley over Audubon 81-76, a high-scoring affair there. Arweva 77-69 over Glidden-Ralston as Arweva stays unbeaten. And then the two games that we had for you. And also in District 16, it was Siouxland Community Christian beating Woodbine 72-26. Maple Valley Anthon Otto 71-44 over Westwood. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona 58-52. And St. Albert was a 73-29 winner over West Harrison. Class 2A action last night, it was district semifinal play. In District 13, I-35 beat Central Decatur 58-55 in overtime, and Van Meter was a 56-39 winner over Woodward Academy. In District 14, it was Trainer topping Underwood 62-55, and AHSTW beat up on Shenandoah 88-60. In District 15, it was IKM Manning beating South Central Calhoun 76-74, and Kemper Catholic all over West Central Valley 83-36. In District 16, Hinton beat Esack County 66-38, and Alta Aurelia topped Tri-Center 54-36. That's district basketball play from classes 1A and 2A last night. In some boys' regular season basketball last evening, it was Atlantic winning a game here at home against Denison Schleswig 66-60 as Garrett Franken dropped in 30 points for Atlantic to get them the win in their final regular season game. Carroll beat Harlan 66-59. Wisconsin was Abe Lincoln over Bishop Heelan Catholic 89-72, and Newton topped ADM 76-50. Also in college basketball notes, in a women's game last night, a hot pink start propelled the University of Iowa women's basketball team to a 78-59 win over Northwestern in its annual pink game on Thursday in front of 4,167 on MediaCom Court inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes wore pink shoes and white uniforms with pink letters and numbers and trim in support of breast cancer awareness. They raced to a 15-4 lead less than 5 minutes into the game, and although Northwestern rallied to within 16-15 early in the second quarter, the Hawkeyes extended the advantage to 12 at halftime. They never looked back in the second half as Iowa now improves to 16-10 overall, 7-6 in Big Ten play. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says he will continue to use the players who deserve to be on the court. The Hawkeyes have been utilizing an 11-man rotation since Peter Jock returned from injury, and McCaffrey hinted at the possibility of shortening his bench after a loss at Michigan State.
There's always going to be a sense of fairness, you know, with me. It's not going to be, okay, well, I need to shorten the bench so you two guys aren't playing. Well, they deserve to play, then they need to play.
The Hawkeyes have been off this week and return to action Sunday at home against Illinois. Tip time at Carver Hawk Arena is at 1 o'clock.
Well, it's been great. You know, you got to give them a couple of days off so they could, you know, recover from anybody's banged up and then kind of work on ourselves. I think that's important. And then, you know, today we'll start locking it on Illinois.
The Illini beat the Hawkeyes 76-64 in the first meeting in late January.
You know, they shot it well against us last time we played them. They really battled. They defended. I mean, they were really good at the start of that game, and we were not. You know, we fought back, but, you know, we spotted them too many. So you got to play better at the beginning of the game, and hopefully we'll do that.
The Hawkeyes are 6-7 in the Big Ten, 14-12 overall. Top-ranked Gonzaga is still on track to become the first men's basketball team to go unbeaten in a regular season since Kentucky did it 2 years ago. Nigel Williams-Goss poured in 30 points, and the Bulldogs remain the only unbeaten team in D1 hoops by slamming San Francisco 96-61. Presmik Karnowski added 23 points and 7 rebounds for the Zags, who used a 15-2 run to take a 52-37 lead early in the second half. Fifth-ranked Arizona was a 78-59 winner at Washington State as Parker Jackson Cartwright shot 4-for-5 from three-point range while delivering a game-high 20 points. Dylan Brooks dropped in 20 points, and 7th-ranked Oregon ran its home winning streak to 41 games with a 79-61 downing of Utah. Number 11 Wisconsin has its first losing streak of the season after Mo Wagner scored 21 points and Zach Irvin added 18 to lead Michigan past the Badgers 64-58. And St. Mary's ripped Loyola Marymount 81-48 as Jock Landell's 16 points and 11 boards helped the 22nd-ranked Gales get their 8th win in 9 games. North Carolina State has decided the men's basketball team needs a new head coach. Mark Gottfried has been told he will not be coming back for a 7th season, although he will finish the current campaign with the Wolfpack. The decision was announced a day after NC State absorbed a 24-point loss to 10th-ranked North Carolina. The Wolfpack have dropped their last 6 games and fall to 14-13. Gottfried is 122-82 at the school, including NCAA tournament trips in his first 4 years. That included 2 Sweet 16 appearances. In the NHL, it was quite a memorable night for Sidney Crosby. The Pittsburgh Penguins captain registered his 1,000th career point and later scored in overtime to lead a 4-3 triumph over Winnipeg. Crosby became the 86th player in league history with 1,000 points when he set up Chris Kunitz in the first period. Next, he assisted on the game-tying goal by Phil Kessel with 6:05 left in regulation. Crosby capped his three-point night by beating Connor Hellebuck at 4:38 of overtime. And also, last night in the NBA, just a couple of games, it was Washington over Indiana, 111-98, and Chicago beat Boston 104-103. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.